colleagues can add if I have missed anything. Thank you. To add to what our colleague said, I wanted to speak about access to justice with affordable costs for victims of sexual violence. This issue is considered legislatively and in practical terms as well. Legislatively, justice is provided free of charge. If we look at the content of Article 3.2 and 0.3 of Law 022 of September 26, 2022, which sets the fundamental principles on the reparation for victims of sexual violence. That same law in Article 14.3 speaks about lightening the burden of proof for sexual violence offenses. And that's administrative. Then practically, we support victims through FONA Rev mainly. There's also awareness raising of 10,000 victims living in displaced persons camps on their rights and duties. There's also victims association and legal assistance. There are 332 of these legal assistants, and also we improve the capacities of those working in the legal sector. All of these training activities led to compiling over 1,000 victims' files presented in military courts. There's also a local level justice effort. And lastly, there's the protection of the identity of victims and witnesses, which is also a principle found in Articles 30 through 38 of Law 22. There's also the feminization of the magistrate, and that's following the policy of positive masculinity advocated by the head of state, which allows women in the legal field, judges, to hear cases of violence with a high level of rigor. Thank you.